Gemara in the end of Maseches Makos and Daf Chav Gimel quotes the Mem of Rabbi Simloi, Taryag Mitzvos Nemer Lemoshe Misina. The Rambam writes that in order to understand what the Taryag Mitzvos are, it's necessary to establish various principles. The Rambam has Yud Dalit Sharoshim, and you have to correspond to every one of these principles in order to be included in the Minyan HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes, the third Shoresh is, it has to be a mitzvah which is Noheges Ladoros. It has to be something which is enduring. It cannot be a horasha. The Rambam writes a fascinating line that will go through Chumash, and you're going to include a horasha in Taryag Mitzvos. The Rambam writes you'll have 300 additional mitzvos. And therefore, it's necessary to limit. It can only be something which is everlasting, something indeed which is eternal. How do you know that this is true? The Rambam writes the following chiddush. The drush of Taryag Mitzvos is Torah Tziv Lanu Moshe, Torah which is 6:11, Anochi Lecha, we heard directly from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the next word the Rambam writes is Morasha. Torah Tziv Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov. The Rambam writes the concept of Morasha is something which is everlasting, something which is enduring. How can you refer to as Orasha, as being something which is part of our heritage, something which is everlasting? And therefore, the Rambam writes, by definition, Taryag Mitzvos, in order to be a Morasha, has to be a mitzvah, which is Noheges Ladoros. It cannot be a Rasha. And then the Rambam writes to take a look at the very end of the second parsha of Kriya Shema, Kimei HaShamayim Al Haaretz. That means something that is everlasting, something which is enduring, and that is requirement of Taryag Mitzvos. That pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Parshas Ekev, Kimei HaShamayim Al Haaretz, is not referring to the Mitzvos HaTorah itself, but rather it's referring to Eretz Yisrael, Al HaAdama. And therefore, the Rambam is telling you that apparently what is true when it comes to the Mitzvos HaTorah, it is also found when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, that is Kimei HaShamayim Al HaAretz. There's a fascinating comment of Marami Rutenberg. It's found twice. It's found in his Pirush in Parshas Vayera, as well as in Mezos HaBracha, where Maram Rittenberg writes the concept, the term of Morasha, is only found twice in Chumash. It's found in his Pesach Shabbos, his Kriya Sator, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Nasati Lochem Morasha Ani Hashem, and found when it comes to Torah, Torah Tziv Lanosha Morasha. And therefore, it's not coincidental that the term Morasha is only found in this dual context, because that is true of our relationship to Eretz Yisrael, that is true of the Taryag Mitzvos, that a precondition is to see to it that it is indeed a Morasha. What does Morasha mean? That Marami Rutenberg contrasts that with the concept of Yerusha. Yerusha, Morasha, but they're fundamentally different. Marami Rutenberg writes that Yerusha is something that a person can acquire effortlessly. B'shev al tase, one is nifter, and all of a sudden a person inherits. Inherits without any effort at all on their part. Willy-nilly, a person all of a sudden now receives a Yerusha. Morasha, Rambam writes, is so different. Sora, eino Yerusha, lovla adam benachas. That's the phrase Rambam uses. A Yerusha can come to nachas. You don't have to position yourself. You don't have to exert any effort. But not true when it comes to Morasha. An inheritance, a person can receive a b'shev al tasa. But a heritage, a person has to position themselves in order to be zochet. And that, Marami Rutenberg writes, is true when it comes to our chelek in Eretz Yisrael. That's true when it comes to our chelek in the Torah Hashem. It requires yegiah, it requires amelus, it requires, Marami Rutenberg writes, yegiah v'yomam v'layla, in order to be zochet to emorasha. Poshim Shat, this is the sugya in Brachos and Dafei, that there's certain things that are only nikna bi yisurim. It doesn't come easy. Those things that are eternal, a person does not acquire effortlessly. What are the things that are eternal? The Gemara writes, the Torah Hashem, Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara gives the third case, Olam Haba. If I were to ask you, what's the difference between Olam Hazen and Olam Haba, isn't that exactly the difference? Olam Hazen is temporary. No, it's a prozdor. But the truklin, that which is internal, is the Olam HaEmes. And therefore, in order to position yourself to be worthy of that which is eternal, a person now has to exert enormous, enormous effort in order to acquire. And that's what Marami Rutenberg writes, the term Morasha. Morasha means E'eno Yerusha Lavala Adam Benachas. It's not something you just sit back and you acquire, but a person has to position themselves with Asmad, with Amelus, in order to see too that Bezras Hashem, you could be Zolche. The Maura writes in his Hagdamah to Drasha Sal HaTorah that the reason this is true is you can only be Zolche with Yisurim because these things represent absolute Kedusha in Tara. And there is a distinction between that in the physical world and that in the spiritual world. The Gashmias versus Ruchnias. It's not coincidental. Moral writes that Yisurim, which are Mimayit, the Guf HaGashmias, are the vehicle that a person can acquire greatness in terms of that which is considered to be Emorasha. Because to an extent, being able to acquire those elements of Kedushin Krar requires that you distance yourself. To an extent, you set yourself apart. And therefore, Marasha implies that all those requirements. That's the uniqueness of the two times that Marasha is yunted when it comes to the Torah session. In Eretz Yisrael, we certainly understand. We see in real time that Eretz Yisrael is nikna v'yisurim. Now, even though as the days goes on, but as we see that whenever we witness Hashkachas Hashem this week, last week, that is something that is so obvious to us, a person has to hone your vision and constantly be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshuas and Nechamas. And as the Zman begins, you have to recognize your success in this Zman in the Yeshiva is not going to be something which is lava la adam benachas. If somehow you're just going to sit back and not be as proactive as you can, your measure of success is going to be limited. Your amelus and your yegiya and the hasmad and the iyun tefila, all of those are necessary conditions. Because the Torah Hashem is not merely a Yerusha, it's a Morasha. Morasha means you have to be an active participant. An active participant when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, an active participant when it comes to the Torah Hashem. So take a look at that Rambam, the very beginning of Shorash Lishi. That's the difference between a Horasha as opposed to something which is Nitzrius, something which is everlasting. That which is everlasting for us is a Morasha. It means you position yourself, it means you embrace, it means you exhibit enormous effort, and that Bezras Hashem Yerzocha to incredible Siyata Dishmaya. As the Zman begins, and especially to the wonderful group of Talmidim who have come to the Yeshiva, that Bezras Hashem, that this should be a Zman of incredible growth in Avas HaTorah, in Yerushamayim, in Lamdus, mastery of the sugyas and Bezras Hashem, the Masechta that we're learning, and all of that, Bezras Hashem will be Zoche to be Maorer Rachamei Shamayim, that Knesset Yisrael will be able to continue to experience Yeshua's Benachamos.